What's up, folks? Bringing you up to date updates on what's going on here on Nino's Corner.tv. Hopefully, this makes Fluff Tube, so we're going for it. Juanito, can you hear me?
Nino, I can hear you. It's amazing.
there's so much mayhem and craziness going on right now. Everyone just seems lost, like a deer in headlights. A lot of people are they don't know what's going on. I got it says here, Jack Poso. Posevic, breaking: DNC moves to hold virtual nomination of Kamala before August convention, blocks delegates from nominating new candidate despite Kamala receiving zero votes. I'm hearing doesn't back Kamala. I'm hearing everything, and I the only thing that I've heard that could be concrete is from you saying that I think Josh Shapiro is looking to be the vice president for her because they need the money. Juan, make sense of this, man. This is confusing. I think, is there a lot of division within the Democratic Party right now? Are they all fighting? Are they eating their own?
Well, it's like I was mentioning to the Gideon's Army folks earlier. It's like that moment in the Gideon's Army thing where they went in, shined their lamps, tooted their horns. They'd snuck in at the edge of the camp in this Bible thing. And then what happened there was that there was three armies that were there that were coming against Israel. And the three armies thought that the other army, they'd seen the Israelites run and leave or walk out of the area, the dust cloud, they'd given up, gone home, looked like they'd surrendered. And they knew they were just going to walk in, take the whole thing. And so they were celebrating. They went to sleep. And all of a sudden, middle of the night, the horns go off. The lights are on. These 300 had snuck right up to the camp. Well, these guys are waking up half drunk. And they go, running out of their tents half dressed and got their sword in their hand. And these armies thought that the other army was attacking them. And so they start fighting each other. And before the night's done, the three armies annihilated each other. Huh. So much so,
wow,
that they didn't actually cause a problem for Israel for the next 50 years. Before this is over, I'm just going to tell you that the reality is the Democratic Party may not even exist before it's all over. A new party's going to have to emerge somehow. That sounds like sacrilege, I know, to a lot of people, but the reality is that the Democratic Party is in such disarray, and they're going to be, it's like the scene in the Aliens movie where two of the aliens gang up on one, kill it, and then the blood pouring through the floor allows the other two to get away. They're going to try to go after each other. Look, here's what the issues are.
This should be glorious for us then.
I don't take any pleasure in what's about to happen. It's a gut-wrenching moment for America. Look, we've had a heart stopper already with what happened to Trump. There's other heart stoppers on their way. It's far from over. But my main thing that I'm trying to say here is that within the Democratic Party, think of the hurdles that are now emerging for Kamala. She got this 91.5 million. They did a little bank robbery. They went in and signed the stuff over to bank accounts so that Kamala could use it. But Trump signed started an action, a legal action with the Federal Elections Commission to say that Kamala is violating campaign finance laws. It's the biggest hijacking of money in the history of elections. Wow. So she's not going to get that 91 million without a lot of
but there's already impeachment papers against
her. And a lot
her.
Of the Democrats know. Well, and that's the next thing. See, you have a number of people saying that, first of all, she doesn't qualify to be president. I've told your audience that from day one, that there was legal teams ready to go after Kamala if it ever looked like she was going to take the presidency. And you know who put together the best strategy to take Kamala out so she couldn't get the presidency?
Don't tell
Nancy
me Travis.
Pelosi. Oh, the plan was they were going to take Biden out while she was Speaker of the House and then move Nancy right through to bring peace within the country.
So
That Kamala,
none of them expected Kamala.
Pence wanted Kamala just for that reason, so they could take her out so Nancy could go to the presidency. Nancy always said, before it's over, I'll be president.
So
Nancy,
Nancy,
that's
so are you telling
backfiring
me
now
that Nancy
for them.
are you telling me that Nancy engineered this and now it's coming back to bite her on the ass?
Yes. So Nancy's the one that wanted Kamala in the vice presidency, because the plan always was to take Joe partway through the presidency, do a few things that he would take the heat for, set him aside, and then come in with Nancy picking up the pieces and bringing,
Wow.
You know, the next stage. After all of these huge dramas happened, she's the reconciler. She's the one that puts it all together. So you see this where you get a corporate hitman that comes in and fires everybody, and then he's gone, and they bring in somebody else that brings peace and resolution. It's a play that she had in mind, that team behind her had in mind, and now it's backfiring on them because they don't have the other stuff in play that they intended to do. But that's not all of it. See, you have even people in Hollywood, even some of the biggest donors to the Democratic Party have come out and said, I will not support Kamala running for the president because she can't win against
But
Trump.
they're already saying on MSM that she's up in the polls by like 4 points. Obviously, I don't. Come on. I mean, but
Yeah.
they
Well,
can make it
and by the
believable
way,
on MSM.
they're having midnight basketball in Las Vegas with the aliens. Come on down and join us, okay?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's true. Okay, that's the problem. They're so used to conning everybody else to believe something, and now they're conning each other. It's far from over, Nito. And they're, you haven't even begun to see the worst of it. What's the deal with Kamala? There's a push, the largest lobbying interest in Washington, D.C. is the Israel lobby. And the second largest is the Saudi. Okay. Oh. They're, you know, they have the largest lobbying group. So if you're a lobbyist, you got to pick a lane, but you don't really get to do both. You do one or the other. We've got all these protesters in Washington, D.C. Why? Because Netanyahu's here in town. He's presenting to Congress today. He had Biden making his big announcement. And you had Hamas 2 days ago, you know, the Palestinian people supporting the Hamas stuff, protesting their Congress, a bunch of arrests and like that. So with that in mind, Nino, there's a big dust up coming within the Democratic Party, because the Democrats are having to choose a side. If Kamala picks Shapiro, Josh Shapiro out of governor.
So that's not definite.
You know, at this point in time, it looks pretty imminent from the folks that you know, are monitoring this that I deal with. And so with that in mind, anything is possible in politics, even right down to the last second. Look, they could run into a problem. Part of the issue is this. The reason that Shapiro would be chosen is because he's going to bring a bunch of money to the table through his donors that want him at the vice presidency. It's not because Kamala wants Shapiro. It's not even because the Kamala camp wants him, except that he comes with a dowry, a bunch of money. There's a crowd that benefits if Shapiro's Jewish. If Shapiro gets to the White House, then they feel that they have a constituency there. So they're trying to cover their bases. Kamala, everybody shows up and they all want to be in that position. It's an open slot. Who's going to be VP of Kamala? They got to cover that slot. And so Shapiro is the designated hitter.
Is this also to cover all her lawsuits that she's going to be, that they're going to be firing on her? Are they expecting it just to be one after another lawsuit on her?
Well, that's the whole point. You know, the modus operandi now in politics, they did it all to Trump, is the lawfare. But this is that Esther moment that I've spoken about for several years. Now it starts to flip. They, you know, sowed the wind, And now they're going to reap the whirlwind. And so they're going to have this moment where the various players, they all show up with their attorneys. They've got, that's how they make a living.
But Kamala's not who, but Kamala's not who, she's not really, I mean, is she in the club? I guess she's in the club, but she doesn't want her, right?
Well, and so, now go to who does it want?
Michelle.
In there, why does he want to be? It's the creation of the intelligence community.
Be careful here, Juan.
He's in a certain camp.
Right.
Okay. And that camp doesn't believe that Kamala can protect them. They need somebody in that position whose brain works at a certain level. And there's a certain connivingness, there's a certain savviness. Kamala didn't get her way to the top by the kinds of
I know how she got her way to the
ruthlessness.
Top.
Okay, well, but and that's my point. I'm actually quite serious here, Nino. Kamala got there by other means.
Knee
Does
pads.
She have the wit, the savvy to operate like would?
But,
okay.
But I will say she is, it does look, at least the perception is that it looks like she's filling up high school gymnasiums, which is nothing compared to a Trump rally. But it's like, what, the half a gym, and they're probably paying these people to go in there. I mean, it looks ridiculous. And they got Taylor Swift now backing Kamala, Swifties for Kamala. Just like I said, the celebrities will be,
you're going to have a couple different camps. And by the way,
you're going to be activated.
The latest polling shows, by the way, that Robert Kennedy Jr., he could beat Kamala. If it ended up being a for real push on a three-way race, they actually think they could beat Trump. So all of a sudden,
Joe Flynn told me that he believes Robert's going to exit the race and then back Trump.
Well, I will tell you this, okay? Joe was an early supporter of Robert. He and I spoke a while back, and he said, actually, I'm not in that camp anymore, and he's fully back in the Trump camp. But I have pretty nice contacts into that camp, and so does Joe. And I think that there's a possibility that, see, if Trump's coming back in, there isn't he would not be the right person for VP, but because it'd be oil and water. But it doesn't mean that there wouldn't be a place for Robert in a Trump administration, and Trump has said that. So if you're gonna start, playing for the end game,
right?
Especially if the choice was, let's say, Kamala or whatever comes after Kamala. See, here's the other thing. We touched on it on another video you and I did. We talk about 47. And there's been the whole thing, Trump 47. But what if, and remember, best laid plans are mice and men. Just because Biden, the image of Biden told you that he is now not going to run for the nomination. He didn't tell you he's stepping down. Exactly what I said. He's going to do a Johnson and stay to the end. Help us out to the end. But, anything could happen. First off, there's stuff that I'd love to say, but we can't say it here. But you have to kind of think about, okay, in what is he a lame duck? Is it literally the image of Biden that's going to be effective moving forward? Netanyahu's here in town, and he isn't getting seen by Biden. He's talking to Congress. He wants a visit with Trump.
This is crazy.
Who is the power behind?
But
because
so hold
they
on,
need
but wait
the
a
money
minute.
To stay in the fight.
But wait a minute. If he wants a visit with Trump, but at the same time, they want to install Josh Shapiro I guess this is just business, right? I mean, Netanyahu's going to go with whatever's better for Israel.
Michael, it was just business, okay?
Yeah.
Who's, yeah, okay. But hey, excuse me, they're in the middle of a hell of a war over there. And there's a
When
lot
you
at
say a
stake.
war, you mean between the Democrats? They're fighting
Well,
with each other.
I was talking, yeah,
Oh, okay. You're
I
talking
was
about
talking
Israel.
about,
Sorry. I'm.
yeah. And by the way, just so that your listeners remember this, we talk about Ukraine all the time, but you've got a war in Sudan that's killed five times as many people as has been the Ukraine situation.
Yes.
It's as bloody as it gets, and both sides have an angle of it that they're involved in where they, go back to the Hamas thing. Iran's in there, Russia's in there. Russia's like, we're not going to put up with this forever. They could come in hard at some point in time. And when that happens, it's going to change the dynamic in the region. And by the way, everybody there has their hand out for money from the U.S., both sides. Oh my gosh.
So now that
We're fighting
America's
both sides of every war. Who's
right,
fighting the war?
we're
Both
paying
sides.
for
We're
it.
funding them all.
We're funding it. So now,
Well, the
is
American
there a
people are going
chance?
to have to say stop it at some point. But anyway, go ahead.
Is there a chance that we could be attacked now that we're at our weakest point?
Well, I think that's part of the question. We're not, our guards are down right now. You had a Russian bomber, a couple of Chinese fighters. Everybody's all testing our security systems in various parts of the globe right now to see if we're paying attention. We did a probing thing with Russia the other day. Who ordered that? Did Biden authorize this particular test that happened the other day, and the Russians had to send some fighters up? Over the weekend, you could easily have had a B-52 downed for an incursion in Russian airspace. And what would that have done to the dynamics across the country? Good thing
Jeez.
Putin was being restrained and told his guys to, don't be a dork. Look, we had Flight 007 shot down over the Kamchatka, I keep wanting to say the wrong name,
007.
Kamchatka Peninsula. Yeah, it was Flight 007, Korean Airlines. By the way, when that happened, let me just say something
But
about
all
that. I
okay.
remember the day well. Because all the stress through the day, and there was other reports behind the scenes, that plane didn't go kaboom and it just fell out of the sky. It damaged it, and it continued to fly by the official reports for 13 minutes. Other reports say longer. Imagine being on that plane and what happened with it. And then the people that were on the plane, there were some very influential people that were on that plane that had been challenging things, dangerous things, into, spy world and international relations world. There was real questions about some of the things that happened around that plane, but you know what? At the end of the day, we had a senator who was very He was a Democrat senator, but was a very pro-Trump person. It was so stressful through the course of the day that he died. You don't know what the stress of the moment is going to do. Look at what happened with Sheila Jackson Lee Friday. What kind of pressure was she under?
Do you think that was natural? I mean,
Well, and then the other question, what's going on? Because she may have had some special knowledge about what was planned, who was behind it, who got which job. If a congressman says, I want my buddy to get a job over there, supervisory or the riffraff, you probably listen to him. Why? Because they were the ones that handle your funding. And she was there within that group. So just like, and you don't know. See, when Senator Jackson died, he was a what we call a blue dog Democrat. He was not, he wanted the defense stuff up. He was pro-Reagan. on a lot of stuff. He had several Democrat senators that said, look, we're not changing our viewpoints on a lot of this stuff, but we also want America to be secure. So they sided with Reagan on defense stuff, and that pissed off a bunch of people. Suddenly, the balance that Reagan had after that event switched, and Reagan, things that would have happened during the Reagan administration, because Jackson was gone, who was this core part of those blue dog Democrats that changed the balance in Washington, D.C. And by the way, it doesn't have to be people that take some of these folks out. Look, the devil himself could be realigning things. You get one guy out, and then somebody else has to get taken out.
Well, the balance the main...
one way, it goes another way. You know, it's back and forth. This is stuff that there's things happening in the natural real world, and then there's stuff happening in the spiritual behind the scenes that you haven't even...
And we talked about that on ninoscorner.tv, the spiritual numbers and occult and the whole thing. But Juan, can we go back to the... I really want to talk about the scare event. Because I'm confused how that relates to the pause. And can we talk about that on the back channel?
Sure.
Please, because I think that's really edgy stuff, and I really want to talk about that. The scare event relating to the pause, and I want to know the timing of both and if you can just relay that. So is that cool if we do that real quick, just do a 10-minute video on that?
Sure, sure. And then, by the way, remember, you know, I just have a little bit of a funny feeling about this 29 thing. It's the chaos. So we're coming in through a very chaotic season. The goddess of chaos, her number is 29.
So then we got to be looking forward to the year 2029.
Well, that's another thing. That's why the stock market crash happened October 29th, 1929. Okay.
Well, let's get into that on the back channel.
And by the way, just so people know, one last little piece of that. There is a component of that with 129. Remember, the Kennedy assassination happened at 1229 in Dallas, but 129 in D.C., where all of the effect was, the major part, it changed things in Washington, D.C. 129 is the number of the sub that tried to fire a nuclear missile on Hawaii March 11th in the early morning hours, 1968. And then Johnson had to drop out once he realized that that was actually part of an attack, that they almost fell for a false flag and would have bombed China over that.
All right, let's
There's
get to the back channel.
All sorts of things that go with these numbers that have been going on for a long time. So, hey.
All right.
Appreciate it, Nino. And,
you got it. And go to thejennifermack.com, folks. TheJenniferMack.
Oh, and by the way, on that, the 2024 Megadors are going up in price kind of significantly at the first of the month. So, you know, just anybody knows that. So, anyway, that's it, Nino.
All right, let's get over there. Thank you, Juan. I'll send you another link right now.
All right.